today.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We're going to take your phone calls about anything. That is the point of the program. We'll start with Dan in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Dan. Guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
Cool. I just wanted to bounce off what Brian from Arizona said.
Okay.
I don't want to disparage anyone, and I certainly don't think that giving women the right to vote was the reason for all our problems now.
Yeah, what a ludicrous statement.
But making
to make.
A generalization, I think women, just out of their nature, are more susceptible to the nanny messages that we get from government.
You know, I agree. I didn't like the way that was the gentleman's name, Brian.
Yeah,
I didn't like
I want to call him a gentleman.
The vitriolic way that he that presented it was. You know, it was as unpalatable. However, I think it's pretty obvious. If you look at registered Democrats and registered Republicans, you will see that that there are more women registered Democrat than registered Republican,
but that's
and vice
not
versa.
But that's not why the government grows. I mean, that's just an observation about political parties.
Why a part of the government grows. Half of the discretionary budget is war-related, and half of it is, social program-related. So... what you've
well,
got
can I,
is you've
can
got
I, the... Can I interject real quick?
Interject away.
I think the reason that the government grows is because when you... Let me preface this. I'm an anarchist, and I don't vote because I don't participate in the system.
Kudos.
That's just the way I am. But I think when anybody throws out the word libertarian or definitely anarchist, don't do that. You're just a lunatic. Okay, I think most people, when they hear libertarian, they think, "Oh, you're so right of the spectrum. You're just a radical," which couldn't be further from the truth.
It's true, yeah.
I feel like I relate more to liberals than I do to conservatives.
Oh yeah, I can see myself relating to a liberal on a lot of things, but like the war issue. But when it comes to taking my money, I have to side with the Republicans and the conservatives.
Yeah, but they want to take your money, too. I know
lying about how they want to take your money.
Yeah. I know we're talking generally here, so go ahead.
Yeah, but I think most people, most mainstream people who are out there just doing their jobs, doing their daily lives, and don't concern themselves with things like we do, and what's really happening out there, I think when they hear a libertarian... It's just so far off the wall for them. They don't even listen. They put up walls, and I think that's the reason we have the problem we have now.
Very good. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just to expound a bit on something I had said last hour about this topic, the guy that he was responding to there, Brian, called in the first hour and was a real jerk, basically a misogynist, saying that it was all because of women voting that we have a big intrusive government today. And that's just nonsense. The human animal, it seems to me, has a... inherent desire to be lazy to some extent, and if you give them the opportunity to be lazy and get away with it, a lot of them will. I mean, some people are very self-driven and self-motivated, but I would say those are probably the minority of people. I admit to myself being lazier than I might like to be.
The fantasy is what's sold to us. We're sold a fantasy of government, something that it by its very nature cannot be. And so that fantasy appeals to us. We like the idea of someone who's going to
take care of you.
Yeah, do all these things. Especially, and people who call themselves libertarian and want to achieve liberty through the government, either through politics or by getting the government to, someone who really loves liberty and freedom wants some entity that's going to protect it for them. that's a fantasy, and that's what's being appealed to. It's just not realistic. It's not the nature of government to do that.
It's not fair for Brian to say, well, it's all because of women that came here with their right to vote, and they did all this, when it's obvious to me that a lot of men like being taken care of, too. I mean, many men have a lady in their household who kind of does chores for them that they otherwise don't want to do.
It
right?
makes a lot of household decisions
right.
that they don't want to deal with, and
right.
things
I mean,
like that.
So men like being taken care of, and human beings like being taken care of.
And human beings like to control. If you look at the human history, we've had slavery far longer than we didn't. And I'd interject to you that we have slavery still today, and
true.
That you, who are listening to my voice right now, are a slave, a relatively well taken care of one, historically speaking.
Well, they allow the slaves to take care of themselves now.
Well, yeah.
They've really refined the slavery process. It's just really, really well done now.
So were you going somewhere with that, the slavery?
Well, I was just saying that that humans, you were saying that humans like to be taken care of. I'm saying they like to control, too.
Yeah.
And this is sort of two of these things that cause government to grow. Government was growing here in the United States under men voting, and
yep.
it would have continued to grow under men voting, perhaps not in the same way. I don't disagree that some of the social programs are likely instituted to some extent because women have suffrage. However, I don't think that we'd have any smaller government if we had males involved. I think we'd have a more violent one, a more adventurous one going into other countries and things like that.
But it would be big in a different way.
It would be, be more empire-like. So to blame it all on the women, I don't think is fair at all. However, Dale, since you are calling people who believe that the government might be able to defend liberty a fantasy, I'm just wondering that people that believe that no government is the only way to defend liberty, what world are they living in? Is that reality?
What exactly are you proposing? Because I don't suggest that our problems are solved suddenly by government being gone. I just know that one very big one is, and if it's not going to do what it's intended to do, then it's silly to continue pursuing that. You know, I kind of look at it like, you know, if you look at someone who looks at public school and insist that it must exist, that public school, you know, that people won't get educated if there's not public school, and they constantly are trying to fix the public school system, make it better, and whenever it doesn't work, and it keeps not working, and keeps getting worse and worse, and we keep getting more poorly educated over the years as the public education system gets bigger, it's always because it doesn't have enough money. And they never actually question, you know, maybe the whole concept is fundamentally flawed.
Maybe there isn't enough money to make the public school.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a fundamental problem. And they never want to question the fundamentals of it, that actually the whole idea of public school is a flawed concept, and it's never going to get good. It doesn't matter how much money you shovel into it.
Well,
and I look at people who are working through the government trying to fix government. And trying to, they had this notion of the perfect government in their mind that's going to do just what it's supposed to do and not grow and not violate more liberties than it's protecting and not do more harm than good. And that's this fantasy government they have in their mind, and they're always trying to fix government, and they never question the fundamentals of it.
Well, would you agree that you could make a government better than the one we have?
Yes.
Okay.
One way. Only one way will our government ever be accountable to us, and that's if it's not a monopoly. If it just has to be accountable. It's a simple idea, but that's the one thing that so many people don't want to let go of.
I think that
it's a fundamental they refuse to question.
There's something to be said for that as far as the monopoly thing goes. There was a time in human history when the religions were attached to geography. You couldn't be of a different. They killed Quakers for coming to Boston. They didn't want Quakers in the colony of Massachusetts, and they killed them as a result. And there are, you know, the history's rife with those examples. But something has happened, something changed over time where people of different religions can sit in the same room, be in the same geographic area without executing each other. And the question is, can one do this with government? Does government have to be tied to a geographic area?
No.
I don't know. I'm interested in seeing experiments in the idea that it's not. However, I think that the way we would get there is by downsizing the government that we have today, making for better governance, And
how do you do that? I think that's where people fail to question fundamentals. They keep trying politics, and I don't think politics is ever going to do that, because politics is about controlling the violence. Well, I mean, it's the government is violence. All you can do through politics is control it.
Hopefully, you control the government's got violence too.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
and Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We get a lot of features there. We give them all to you. So enjoy those, including the Free Talk Live Facebook page. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com, and you can become a fan. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
Republic Magazine, some of the articles contained within are as follows. Constitutional Discipline, 60-Second Activism, The Founding Terrorists, Tea Parties, not just for Boston anymore, and Quelling the Rebellion, and Ron Paul, Pillar in the Storm. You can find out more by going to republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv. You can subscribe for a hard copy edition, and they have a free online edition as well. Republicmagazine.tv.
Okay, toll-free number 800-259-9231. Let's go to your calls about anything and talk to Paul in Texas. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi. I wanted to talk about something you guys were talking about a few days ago when Sam was assaulted in the clerk's office of the Keene District Court.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, would you say that you Ian and Sam both agree with the non-aggression principle?
Yeah, I would say so.
No, not using force to achieve political or social goals.
Yes, absolutely.
So don't you think that it could have been going against your principles to try to use the cops' violence to deal with the violence that they brought upon you, sort of like an eye for an eye kind of thing? Like, well, if you're going to use the hammer of the state on me, I'll use it on you.
So when you're asking that question, do you mean when Sam called the police while he was up in the court, lobby?
Right. After, when he wanted to file a report because the guy assaulted him?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question, and some people would say that maybe Sam should not be filing a lawsuit, as I believe he is going to be, because these men stole his freedom from him, and he is using their system to some extent. Obviously, he's not on the show right now to address those accusations.
I agree with the lawsuit over the fact what they did to him, keep holding him unjustly and all that. But
well, isn't that using the system? Isn't that using force?
Huh?
Well, isn't that, you said you agree with that, but you were just being critical of using the system.
No, I'm saying but the police and I've heard you say on the show a number of times that if there's like a problem, usually the last thing you want to do is call the police to because usually it makes the situation worse.
Yeah,
it pretty much did.
Well, it didn't help in this situation. That's for sure.
Well, it might have made it worse actually, but I'm of the opinion that you can't use the non-aggression principle as stated in everyday life. Because if I were to, the fact that you can't use violence to solve political or social problems, that violence that hasn't been initiated against you previously, that means that if violence has been initiated against you, you can use violence as a retaliation. You cannot, because the system will crush you like a bug. So you have to, if you are in a situation where you need help and you can't use violence to solve your problem, you probably should call the people that have the monopoly on violence. Maybe they'll help, maybe they won't.
And I think part of his approach... I think part of his approach is not that he would necessarily have called the police if there was some sort of private dispute that was going on, say, in his home between people. He probably would do everything he could. And again, I'm talking for him. He's obviously not here. Actually, he's calling on the line right now.
He's trying to corner them in their own promises and laws and things like that, things that they have claimed to abide by,
so by calling
those sworn an oath to, and things like that.
Right, by calling the police in to deal with a situation where their people are breaking their laws. I think he's attempting to highlight that, and also at the same time highlight the fact that they're not doing anything about it. Not only are they breaking their own laws. But also when called on those issues, they refuse to actually take action and enforce their own laws on themselves. And I think by calling the police in that situation, it makes it clear. You can go ahead with your thoughts, and then we'll bring Sam on the line to answer this question better.
It's if we're trying to have a nonviolent revolution, like let's just say Gandhi, I don't think that, you know, that it should necessarily qualify as a nonviolent revolution if we're willing to try to use, you know, the violence of the state to solve our problems. I don't think that Gandhi, you know, tried to get the file charges on the British police that beat him down on all the various protests that he was involved with. And go ahead with Sam.
Okay, Sam, are you hearing all this? Sam, is that you?
Hello?
Hey, is this Sam?
No, this is Jeremy.
I'm putting you back on hold then. I thought you were Sam.
Denied.
Well, I'm willing to move on because I actually have a little tiny bit of beef with Mark that's been bothering me. I'm a long-time listener, so I want to ask him some questions.
All right, go ahead, shoot.
Okay, so Mark, you would basically call yourself a minarchist. Like, you're not okay with absolutely no government.
I think that the jury's still out. It remains to be seen. I'd like to see some empirical data. Do this no government thing in some area where I can look at the evidence and see how it works.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question. Is bigger government bad?
Bigger government is bad.
Okay, is smaller government better?
Smaller government's better.
Then why wouldn't no government be best?
Well, because bigger government infringes on liberty, smaller government allows more liberty. My question is... My statement isn't finished. There's a comma there. The smaller government, my question is, will it make even more liberty? Because not only do you have institutions that use violence, but you have individuals who use violence who may make institutions that are not cloaked in legitimacy as the government is. And I don't think that people who are having violence visited upon them really care where it's coming from.
Why don't you have the same why aren't you critical of wanting evidence that government can work?
I've seen evidence
there is evidence that government can work.
Well, I mean, you can. I mean, but I could say, like, I've saved one person, but if I had to kill 10 people to do it, that's not working. That's not protecting people. And I've never, what I want to see, I mean, you know, there are all these goals that government is supposed to solve, and it doesn't do a very good job of it. I mean, we've got cops who are supposed to fight traffic accidents, prevent traffic accidents,
but we have cops
fight
to solve murders, too.
Solved
not very many.
Well, not very many, but some. And how many murders would be solved in the free market?
But,
not very many,
but do you honestly feel like they do more good than harm?
I think that they are tasked with doing more harm than
good.
Because,
you know, a stopped clock will be right twice a day. I don't, you know.
It's not the cops. It's the people who are in charge of them, the bureaucrats who have gotten
who are not accountable to us because they have a monopoly.
Correct.
So why do you have this faith in that when it's traditionally always done more harm than good?
If there's a smaller monopoly, they'll have less power.
But monopoly is still
why
a monopoly.
Why would you expect it to get, you know,
a monopoly still is monopoly, even if they're a small monopoly. And I'm going to bring you back here.
There's a rational faith in that people express such criticism of anarchy, but not in government.
Paul, I'm going to put you on hold here because we do have Sam on the line, and I want to have him answer your questions directly. So we'll get to that here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Whether it's a small monopoly or a big monopoly, it's still a monopoly with control over whether you get to live or die if you obey them or not. It's Free Talk Live.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely-On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com features including the bulletin board system with over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. And freedom, there are fun stuff, serious issues. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. Also, guns, protests, smoking bans, biker rallies, comic conventions, Porcupine Freedom Festival, homeschooling, mortgages, pirates, hot chicks talking about freedom, and of course, there is the puppet from outer space. You will know all this if you've been to thinktwicenews.com and watched their video news packages, and if you haven't gone there yet, you should. Go to thinktwicenews.com and subscribe today. That's thinktwicenews.com. As we go back to Paul in Texas. Now, Paul, are you still there?
Yep.
All right. You had called in to hold Sam's feet to the fire. Of course, he wasn't on the show tonight, but luckily he was listening, and so we did manage to get him. Yes?
I'd like to say something really fast. I really like Sam. I've been watching his videos. from before he moved up to New Hampshire, and I think he's just a super activist and a great guy. I just call it as more of a philosophical sort of discussion.
Sure, and your question was basically, if I understood correctly, correct me if I'm wrong, your question was, well, how can you be in favor of the non-aggression principle, this concept that you should not aggress against peaceful people in order to achieve political or social goals, and right. at the same time, which you believe Sam does adhere to the non-aggression principle, but at the same time, utilize the police to solve a problem. In the case of Sam, he'd gone into the court lobby that he was arrested in to deal with some paperwork, and the bureaucrats there were giving him a hard time. They weren't allowing him to photograph the paperwork that he needed to photograph, and right. so he called the police in on them, and you're saying you feel like there's a conflict there. So I'm going to bring Sam on. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry, what was that, Paul?
Yeah, and also just knowing, you know, as we all know, that when the police get called, you know, it's the situation gets worse. Instead of just chalking it up to, well, okay, we'll leave today, but we'll come back tomorrow with twice as many cameras, you know?
Sam, you're on the line with Paul. Your thoughts?
Hey Paul. First off, I like this kind of philosophical discussion. I think these are important things to talk about. There's certainly a separation, I think, in what I believe, which, yes, is voluntarism, a voluntary society, and that all interactions should be consensual and both parties enter into them willingly. But there's a very big difference between that and what society believes is necessary today. And I really believe it's important to meet people where they're at. You know, my vision is really to see a transition to a voluntary society. And I know, you know, that's going to happen when people can really begin to see why government doesn't work, see the flaws just that are inherent in the design of government.
But I don't know if that answers his question about why you would utilize their system to fight the system.
So by calling using the system the way they say it's supposed to work, you know, the politicians work for us, right, and they're held accountable and police are there to enforce the law. When I show on tape that the guy's stepping on my foot and, you know, doing all these things, and I call the police, if I were doing that to a police officer, you can bet that I'd be handcuffed in the back of the car. When they do it, it's a whole other story. And when you call the police, he got in my face, ripped some papers out of my hand, and then pretty much left. So
yeah, and he made the situation work, which kind of supports my point.
Worse, but he showed people that, look, this is how the police enforce the laws when it's one of their people.
Yeah, you forced them to show their hand, that's for sure.
It shattered some illusions, right?
Yeah.
Or for some people, hopefully, who saw that video, it shattered some of their illusions.
Yeah, and this gets kind of into a fundamental issue that some of the activists here in the Keene area may disagree on. There have at least been some disagreements online at the Free Keene Forum recently about this, and that is the whole idea of any participation within their system or not. And I think that as long as they're forcibly extracting money from you to run their gang, then there's nothing wrong with putting in a candidacy into the election that, you know, like I'm going to do. I'm going to run as a nobody candidate where I will pledge to not actually take office should I be elected. Would say there's something wrong with that.
That strikes me as just a tactic for expressing yourself. That's just a tactic for free speech in my mind.
What Sam's doing here is he's using their system.
I agree.
He's using their system so he can show people how there's a double standard, so he can show people how the system is just bad, you know, to the core. And so if he hadn't made that phone call to the police, you're certainly right, Paul, that it wouldn't have gotten worse, that situation. But because it did, now we have documentation of that, and we can show it to more people and say, look at this. Even when they're breaking their own laws and it's pointed out to them, they still won't do anything about it.
Okay, I understand.
And I would love to be doing stories about, you know, market alternatives that the liberty activists up here have created and show, you know, look, this is how the private market can handle these same issues in a more effective fashion. But it's not there yet. When it gets there, I'll be doing those stories rather than focusing on government. But
where people are at today is they believe in this system. They believe in the courts and the justice system, and they think all the people in jail are bad people, and they're there because they're criminals. And, you know, there's just so much indoctrination that a pure voluntary message is too much of a shock, I think, to the average person out there.
Thanks, Paul, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and always good to have our feet held to the fire. So, Sam, any other thoughts while we've got you?
Nope, that's it.
What's coming next from ObscuredTruth.com? You in the works on some new video stuff?
Yeah, actually, I went and visited the police department with the attorney today, and we were able to get the footage from the arrest.
Oh, excellent. This is your arrest in the district court lobby from a few months ago.
Yeah, and they took the camera into the room that they dragged me off into, and it was still rolling as the police were tormenting me.
Nice.
So it's going to make for some good footage, and also discovered that my camera has been destroyed.
Has been destroyed?
It won't power up.
It won't power. Wow.
Yeah, it won't power. So it was working when they took it from my hands, and now it's broken.
Well, I'm sure they'll compensate you for that, right?
Well, my lawyer will be filling out the paperwork for that.
Well, see, now that's that. You know, there we're getting back into the issue of, well, why, Sam, are you using their system here to sue them? Isn't that an endorsement of the system, or are you just trying to make things right? How do you address that?
Those are exactly the issues that I want to address in the video that I'm going to put together with this. I want to talk about, you know, what the motions that were filed and how the system was used by one of their own. And the judge has just denied practically every motion. He has decided that he doesn't need to recuse himself. He's decided that we don't need to change the venue, that this hasn't really gotten any press that might affect the case. You know, the list goes on, that we don't need to do any kind of discovery, that the police don't need to explain the elements of resisting arrest, that, you know, he looked at it and he gets it, so that's good enough. You know, it really shows some of the way the judge, who is supposed to be this independent third party, is really showing himself to be pretty biased towards the state.
And you wouldn't be able to show those things had you not followed through and continued this process.
Yes, and it's a very expensive process. So
it certainly is. And people, can they help you out with finances over at ObscureTruth.com, or that's just directly to your YouTube channel, right?
Yeah, I haven't set anything up for that. I will.
CD Evolution maybe could be of some assistance. CDEvolution.org is the website that people can go to contribute, to help people like Sam out who have done civil disobedience and non-cooperation and help them financially. CDEvolution.org. Sam, thanks for all the great work as always, and thanks for calling in tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Later. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring whatever you want up. And everybody's got their own unique approach to this liberty thing. The more approaches we have, I think, the better. It's Free Talk Live.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online, using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose, because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 606 to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIPad set. Remember that code, 606. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable, containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, it is your show, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. That's our site. There's a lot of stuff there, and we give it all away. Also, you will enjoy Dale's website, anarchyinyourhead.com. Cartoons and more, editorials and stuff like that. It's a great site. The cartoons are fun, and you're going to be doing going through some changes there, right? Is it too early to announce this?
Well, it'll be the Free Talk Live listeners will get a little early peek, I guess, into the news because I haven't posted it yet. But the site is it's going to change in some way. I'm not sure exactly how yet, but in the meantime, I'm going to be going off of the Wednesday, Friday regimented schedule, and I'm going to just be posting when I'm inspired with a comic.
Inspiration is good.
Yeah. So I think it's evolved for 2 years, and it's been almost 2 years.
Wow.
Labor Day weekend will be right around 2 years since I first started it. You know, once a week for a while, and then I picked a set day of Friday, and then I eventually went to Wednesday and Friday, and I've constantly been introducing, like, here and there new characters. I've just been kind of, you know, every Wednesday and Friday I've been, you know, because of the schedule, I'm forced to draw a comic, and so I do it. I don't always feel good about it. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I just have to do one, so mm-hmm. I do it, and I think that it's been good because it's forced me to draw, and I've gotten better and everything, but I feel like it's also kind of all over the place, and I've been, my drawing style is constantly changing, new characters are constantly being introduced, and I feel like it's going to be kind of in a rut until I take a breather to kind of, you know, I'm going to keep going, but when I'm constantly thinking in terms of I have to do a comic on Wednesday, I have to do a comic on Friday, I think that sometimes it's you know, it suffers for that.
You're forcing yourself.
Yeah, and it makes me put something out, but it doesn't, you know, The comic still hasn't found itself in a way, you know. So
anarchyinyourhead.com, you can go back and read through 2 years' worth of archives, and more will be coming here. We can't advertise it as Wednesdays and Fridays anymore, but when the inspiration hits him, which hopefully will still be fairly often.
It'll be Wednesday, Friday until the current series ends, which is just two more comics, so it'll still be on their Wednesday, Friday schedule until the top 10 causes of minarchism is over.
So. And so people can go to anarchyinyourhead.com and they can still vote for you, right?
Yes, absolutely. And you can still sign up for the RSS feed or the email if you want to get an email reminder whenever a comic comes out. All that will still be there, so it should still be convenient. You'll know when a new comic comes out.
Excellent. That's anarchyinyourhead.com. We will continue taking your phone calls and go to Dave in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Dave. Dave, are you there? Dave going once. Did we lose Dave? Dave in Montana going twice. All right. We'll try Jeremy in Rhode Island on the amp line. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to address the issue of people saying that Sam, by suing and going to court against the state to seek restitution for being held for 2 months when there is no victim, he's seeking restitution. That's not a violation of the non-aggression principle.
And it's the only system. I mean, that's the only way he can seek restitution is by using their coercive monopolistic system.
And it's a positive, too, because the more money he takes from them, they're either going to have to raise taxes or they're going to have to either cut some service, or maybe it'll lead to a hiring freeze, or maybe some officers will get laid off. Wouldn't that be great?
Or maybe they'll just leave him alone, I mean, from that point on.
Maybe.
All of those things are possible. I'm with you.
All those things are positive, too.
Not that I would blame him for also, if he'd wanted to go a different direction and just completely step away from the whole thing and just, you know, just basically forgive them and not do anything at all, I would support that, too, whatever it is that he feels is right. But I think you're absolutely spot on there. He's just trying to make himself whole through the only system available, and unfortunately,
the only dispute resolution system that's out there.
Right. I mean, you could try to take the government to arbitration, but good luck.
Right. They're not going to go, and they're not going to find it binding. You can try to use force on the government because they visited force on you. However, they're going to kill you or put you in a jail cell.
And everyone would cheer them on because they have the appearance of legitimacy. They can use force overtly out in the open against anyone they want, and everyone feels like that's their right to do. So,
Jeremy, other thoughts?
Nope, just that I love the show.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Let's go to Jock in the UK on the amp line also.
Hi, I hope the line's okay.
Well, it just went bad, but if you go with your thoughts quickly, we might be able to tolerate it. Go ahead.
Okay. I hate to intrude on this philosophical discussion, but it was just to go back to the women voting thing.
Sure,
yeah. I may have this all wrong, and you might pile it on the pile that says 80% of statistics were made up on the spot, but I'm pretty sure that I've heard in the past that until Tony Blair in 1997, if only women had the vote in the UK, we would have had a Conservative Party government since the Second World War. That was the first time that women voted as a majority for Labour Party.
Well,
and that it was something to do, it's mostly to do with the traditional homemaker role and balancing budgets and understanding where money goes and things like that.
I think the parties are different. There's not a corresponding party between the Democrats and Republicans here as they are there. The Democrats certainly have many of traditional values out there, but it's my understanding that if just women had the vote in the United States, that we would have had Democratic presidents for a while. And likely what they would have found is, hey, these people are lying, and they might have changed their votes. So who knows? I mean, they're all.
But wait, Jock, didn't you just say that women have not voted in the majority in any presidential election or any election until 1997 there?
No, what I said was that 97 was the first time that a majority of women voted for Labour as opposed to Conservative.
He's saying they've been voting conservative for many decades.
So what you're saying is that the women in the UK have been voting conservative up until 1997, and that you had a pretty darn big government in 1997, right?
Yeah, and I read recently that one of the main drivers for that change was actually the Labour Party bringing more women into participation. You know, the big effort they made in 1997 to get more women into Parliament, that shifted women's votes.
So kind of you're going against the whole idea that women would be more likely to vote for a liberal viewpoint.
Yeah.
Just kind of it's a stereotype, and you're saying it's an unfair stereotype, and you're providing evidence.
I think in the UK they were more small government, conservative, homemakers, knowing how to balance budgets, not wanting to see big government programs. It was the husbands that were going out to work, being bribed by unemployment funds, things like that.
Interesting observations, Jock. Thank you for them. Anything else on your mind?
No, I don't. Well, just on your minarchist, anarchist thing.
Yes,
I was just thinking about what Paul was saying from Texas. You know, Hans Hermann Hoppe, of course, says that the idea of small government is impossible because as soon as you give this, even the smallest government a monopoly and the ability to legislate, you've got no more control. It will legislate itself bigger and bigger.
They stop being accountable to people as soon as they have that monopoly.
That's certainly the history of things.
Sure. And
it has incentive to do it, to enforce efficiently.
I don't think that that's I don't think that most minarchists would disagree with you. However, they would likely claim, and this is what I would claim, is if you set up a government that is set up well, what you'll have is slow growth, and you'll have fewer oppressions and fewer revolutions as a result.
We've just been having a good old discussion on the UK Libertarian Alliance Forum with a guy from, I think he's over in Berkeley in California or something like that, who has this idea of cellular democracy. Have you ever heard of that?
People voting on every issue, you know, all the time?
Not so much, no. Really, really small, local councils that are the basic units, and you don't vote above, you know, 1,000 households or something like that, and that's the highest level that you vote people into and out of office. We've been debating whether that would be a good model of small government if we felt that we needed a small government as opposed to no government.
I don't understand the call tonight. I appreciate it.
I don't understand the hang up on that one thing of saying the government must be unaccountable by being a monopoly. That's the one thing I say. Just get rid of that, and the rest of it, you could work out all kinds of great governments.
Oh, it's okay, Dale. If you just put Mark and his minarchist buddies in charge, it'll be an unaccountable government that's better than every other government that has ever come before in the history of mankind.
Better than any other unaccountable government.
They'll grow slower.
It's easy to make attacks on government. I do it all the time. I know that it is. However,
it's also easy to believe
the challenge
you can do it right.
Is to, you know, go out and do the no government thing. Do it well. That's all I'm asking.
We are doing it all the time. We're solving all kinds of problems without government, and those are the things that solve it best. The thing is, like, it's you're not talking about. What's happening is that this minarchy form of government, this monopoly, this unaccountable form of government, is being. It's being sold as a magic bullet, you know, the silver bullet that's going to kill all the werewolves. And I don't know why people think that. Why is this? Why are people hung up on this one thing as the only way to resolve certain problems? There's some really complicated problems out there, and people are constantly arguing need. But you can argue need, but you haven't shown me that this is a magic bullet.
It's really the same hubris that the socialists have, Dale. It's the same idea that, well, socialism hasn't worked in the past, but that's because I haven't been in charge. Just put me in charge, and I'll make this socialist thing work. You're saying the same thing, Mark. Just put me and my friends in charge of small government, and we'll make sure it stays small. Trust us.
I'm just worried about freedom for everyone.
Well, then you should... reject the idea of coercion. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.